headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Charlize with your 8am headlines. In local news, a recent Q Shelter report says the 2032 Olympic Games in Brisbane could worsen the homelessness crisis. The report analysed housing impacts on previous Olympic Games, warning the government that Brisbane could risk ending up with a homelessness crisis similar to the one seen during the 2024 Paris Olympic Games, where police removed hundreds of homeless people and migrants to make way for the Games. Q Shelter says the government has the ability to create more housing through the Games. Australian billionaire Harry Trigubov's application to build two high-rises opposite the Botanic Gardens was approved by the Brisbane City Council. The buildings would bring 1,000 units and be set to replace the 45-year-old Gardens apartments, though the application to build was contested by the company who owns the Royal on the Park Hotel next door, which is in turn owned by the Sultan of Brunei. The Sultan's representatives retain the right to appeal the council's decision and use the opportunity to flag the intention to redevelop the Royal. In national news, Labor and the Coalition are giving serious consideration into a pre-election plan to accelerate household access to heat pumps, batteries and several other electrical appliances. This plan aims to boost the affordability of green energy for low and middle income earners. Spokespersons say it will make the energy transition away from fossil fuels, quote, more equitable, speeding up emissions reductions from power generation. On Tuesday, Chris Bowen, Climate Change and Energy Minister, launched an electrical trial led by the community for 500 homes near Newcastle. Yesterday, Anthony Albanese bought a multi-million dollar clifftop mansion in New South Wales amidst the Australia's severe cost of living and housing crisis. Albanese has defended purchasing a $4.3 million clifftop mansion on New South Wales Central Coast, acknowledging he earns a good income as Prime Minister, while simultaneously stating that he knows what it's like to struggle. The current salary for Australia's Prime Minister is over $500,000 a year. Green spokesperson for housing Max Chandler Mathis shared on X, Labor and the Liberals have created a housing system where a property investor can buy a $4.3 million beachfront home, while millions can't even find an affordable rental, let alone buy a house of their own. In international news, Manawa Nui, a Royal New Zealand Navy ship, has sank near a Samoan village, causing locals to lose their income. The Samoan Marine Pollution Advisory told the ABC the vessel has leaked around 200,000 litres of diesel since it sank, with the New Zealand Defence Minister describing it as a little trickle. Fatu Totoa, local from the coastal village Tafituala, says right now his family don't have the means to earn a living because we depend on the sea. And that is the case for most of the villages. The Samoan government has confirmed that 5,000 square metres of the reef has been damaged so far. For your weather today, Brisbane is clear with some rain later. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional